Archers for the week 30 January to 4 February 2005.
It appears that Beth is no mechanic.
Won't take long.
Well, good, because it's kind of chilly.
Can you,
You want me to hold the hood up?
Please.
Okay. Isn't there a thing that
warning light's been coming on for a while now. I guess it's been way too much oil. I want to buy something decent, really.
I'll keep saving the pennies.
Yeah, some chance.
Hey, mind my jacket!
Oh, sorry. I'll be lucky to get a bike with money I'm getting off Oliver at the moment.
We don't really do that many hours for him.
Well, I used to. It was loads for me at Grange Farm until Bruno turned up.
Oh.
Oliver's so busy running around after that waster. Blimey.
Oh, thirsty engine.
Let's see.
Can I put the hood down now?
Hold on. I want to check if that's done the job.
Oh, hurry up, Ed.
Oliver just doesn't get it. He had a right go at me. He says Bruno deserves a chance.
I know. You kind of mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah, but I can see what's happening. Oliver can't. Bruno's pulling his strings.
How's the oil?
Making out he's had a hard time.
Well, maybe he has.
Nobody loves him. Yeah, that'll be all right.
You're not just being a bit harsh?
No.
He's only a boy.
He snatched Foster's son. That's it.
Now?
Yeah.
Can we go in?
No, there's still the tyres. The front and the inside's looking a bit dodgy.
Oh, great. Can't you do this alone?
It won't take long. I've got a foot pump. But you know his dad's doing time.
Yeah, that's not Bruno's fault.
Snatch Foster almost took my dad down with him.
Really?
Lied through his teeth about some meat, which he got my dad selling.
Illegally?
Well, Snatch said it came straight from a farm. It was nicked from an abattoir. It was totally condemned.
Well, and Eddie didn't know?
Of course not. When the police came sniffing around, Snatch made out he did.
Not nice.
Dad was this close to getting sent down.
Shame on you, Edward.
Hey?
Making young Beth stand round shivering on a day like this.
What's the damp I don't like? Not the cold.
There's plenty more interesting ways for a young woman to occupy herself than messing around with motor cars.
Don't mention the football, Joe.
Is it?
Well, the mighty Aston Celtic have got a training session later. We're working on dead ball tactics.
Fascinating.
But Beth don't want to go.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, Joe, what did you have in mind for me?
I came to ask if he wants to help me clean out the ferrets.
Sorry to drag you round the farm on your birthday.
Oh, that's all right. I'm enjoying the walk.
Tony's so busy packing leeks, I said I'd take care of a couple of things.
Sid will have brought Jamie over by the time we've finished. They're only spending an hour together.
Ah, oh, then, girl.
Isn't she patient?
Oh, still. I'd have seen to her earlier, but Oliver called round.
Oh?
Yeah, to borrow some welding gear. Let's get your bruise sorted. He's doing some work on a horse box. And of course, that led us on to the whole hunting thing.
It's all some people think about at the moment.
Oh, he knows my views, but he couldn't resist asking very politely if we didn't have any qualms at all about losing traditional country vermin control. Absolutely not, I told him. Controlling foxes is one thing, making a game of it something else. Good girl. Would you mind if I check another one? Tony thinks she might have a sore coming.
Go ahead.
You sure?
I quite like being with the animals.
Being in company, still not getting any easier?
Not if I'm honest.
So early, Cathy.
It feels like there's a switch in my head. Then when I'm in work mode, I flip it over and I just get on with things. When I get home and close the door...
Hiya. Happy birthday, Cathy.
Yeah, thanks.
We're having lunch late, Tom. 2 o'clock.
Okay, don't worry. I'll be there.
So what's the trouble you've been up tonight?
He looks busy.
He's never off the phone. You won't find it too much, having us all there for lunch?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I know you were having second thoughts this morning.
No, I was just sleepy when you rang to remind me. It's nice of you to invite me over.
Oh, not at all.
Jean is really looking forward to it.
Good.
Honestly, I'm fine, Pat, with you around.
Look, I know you're not seeing much of Kenton.
No.
But I did wonder, Has he been in touch for your birthday?
No, you haven't told me about Helen. When's she due back?
Tuesday.
And then she's finished at the clinic for good?
Well, she'll still be going back twice a week for daycare sessions.
But not staying there?
No, we'll have her home.
You must be so pleased.
We're thrilled. You should have seen Tony when she confirmed the date.
Bet she can't wait.
She's so keen to start working full time again once she's settled in.
Typical Helen. I'm pleased. It all sounds very positive.
She's made such good progress, Cathy. She's really benefited from professional counselling, you know.
See, the next you notice, you play in there while I sort out some fresh chippings. Going up the sleeve, are you?
How are you getting on?
Hey, look there, in the laundry basket.
Whoa!
It's Otis, running raiding Clary's jumper.
It's an awfully big adventure, Otis. Careful you don't get lost.
Well, I'm almost finished in here. Do you want to ride out with Bartleby?
Oh, no, that's okay.
You can have a go with the reins if you like.
Oh, that's kind of you, Joe, but I've just come in for my scarf.
Edward dragging you off to the football after all.
Not this time. I'm heading down to the Bull.
Oh, well, she wants company for a drink.
Oh, no, thanks, Joe. I'm just hoping to spend a little time online.
Whew. I hadn't realised he'd got so many.
Oh, yeah, it's a big enterprise now.
I suppose so, with the supermarkets taking such an interest.
Neil and Jazza do most of the graft, but Tom's still hands-on at weekends.
What's he doing now?
Oh, I don't know. Something's wrong with an arc. Oh, you ready to go in?
In a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course not.
I know it's not very warm, but it feels so good to be here, away from everything.
Shame about the mud.
I'm not bothered. Thanks for the prints, by the way.
No problem. Well, at least there's a hint of sun now.
Yeah. You can borrow my woolly hat if you're getting cold.
Thanks, but it suits you better. It's really nice.
Jamie was so excited when I opened the wrapping. It's the most grown-up present he's ever given me.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've been moaning about the cold so much, even in the house. And there was a bottle of bath oil tucked inside. It was nice of Sid to remember my favourite.
Oh, so Sid had a hand in choosing?
Oh, yes. Jamie told me. They went to three shops before they chose anything.
Well, you and Sid have got a lot of history.
Yeah.
So, it's only natural you're still important to him.
It's no use. One of the arcs has got a panel loose.
Oh, I can't Neil and Jazza bring it down to the workshop tomorrow?
They'll have to. I want to get a clamp onto it, make sure it doesn't pull away completely. Sorry, Cathy, not very interesting for you.
No, it is fine.
And that was Jason ringing earlier, Mum.
Oh, is he ready to start on the new unit?
Yep, first thing tomorrow morning. I'm going into a bigger unit for the sausage making.
Yeah, your mother said.
He's fixing the sinks and the basins, and he's got a tiler lined up.
What about the floor?
Oh, yeah, he's doing all that. We're having a washable screed laid.
And you've told him he can't do his usual trick?
Mm-hmm. I've made him swear he's not starting any other jobs till he's finished this one.
Well, it shouldn't take too long.
A few days, that's all. I've got a new mincer and sausage filler to get in as soon as he's done.
Oh, that must be exciting for you.
Yeah. As long as I don't start losing stock because the arcs are falling to pieces.
There's only one of them.
I better get that clamp.
Afternoon, Tom Archer.
Hi.
And happy birthday, Cathy Bird.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
We put a car through and Terry's calling with a cake for you later.
Oh, isn't that nice of them? Bye, Joe. All right, Cathy.
The Grundys couldn't have been kinder. They only think of her flu.
Oh.
But it's so hard talking to people. I don't want her to call round.
It's all right.
Well, everything's okay. And then suddenly...
You don't have to explain.
Oh, I feel such an idiot.
Oh, of course you're not. It's normal. But I wonder if... You know you said you didn't want counselling.
Oh, Pat.
I can't help thinking. Perhaps if you did see
someone... I know it might be right for someone else, but it's not for me.
You sure?
Just because of what that bastard did. I don't want everything personal to become public property.
Rape counsellors are specially trained. They're very good.
Yeah, I know. But I can't explain my whole life to a stranger.
No, I understand that.
Well, that's why I'm so grateful to you and Sid. You're the people I want to talk to.
Beth?
Hi.
God, you don't know what you missed. It was unbelievable. Asher's got this step-over thing at Free Kicks. What are you doing?
Nice to see you back.
And don't look so worried.
What are you packing for?
I'm off for a couple of days, that's all.
What?
I found a cheap flight to Edinburgh online.
Edinburgh?
And since Greta's in Scotland for a
Greta?
While... The Austrian girl I travelled with before hooking up with you.
Oh, right.
Well, I told you about her.
I didn't know you're best mates, though.
No, we're not, but we got along. And she's got a cousin working in Edinburgh, so when she texted, I decided to go up and have a look round.
What, like now?
Very early tomorrow morning.
You're joking.
That's why it's cheap.
Fantastic. When did you dream all this up?
Hey, Ed, since I'm not working at Jack's and you've got plenty to do with your football and your work...
It's not that much.
I figured I might as well do something productive with my time. I've always wanted to go to Scotland.
You'll be freezing up there now.
Yep, that's why I'm wrapping up warm.
When are you coming back?
You'll hardly notice I've gone. By the weekend.
What?
Greta's going back to Klagenfurt, then.
Yeah, but you'll miss the semis. Us against Radio Borsetshire.
I know.
Well, you can't.
Well, it's breaking my heart, but what can I do?
No, I know you got bored with training, but this is a big match.
And I'm really sorry to miss it. But hey, it's such a terrific deal, I can't say no.
Fair enough, if that's how you feel.
Ed.
It's your decision.
Oh, don't be like that.
But I'm not being like anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Hey.
I'm fine with it.
Really?
Well, didn't expect it, that's all.
Well, it's like when we were travelling. You see an opportunity and you've got to go for it.
Yeah, I suppose.
It just means you'll have to play extra well on Wednesday.
Don't worry, I'm gonna...
Make sure the fantastic Aston Celtics get through to the final, because I'll be back long before that.
Well, you better be.
Think of it as an extra incentive to do well in the semis.
Believe me, I don't need any extra incentive, Beth.
If it helps.
Doing better than well in the competition, that's all the incentive I need.
Birds found a new way to communicate.
Yet enjoying himself?
Apparently not.
You'd have thought going out with pretty young women would be just his sort of thing.
Yeah, shift it a little this way, would
you? Is that better?
That's perfect. Right, you hold the hurdle steady, I'll tidy.
Right, you are.
Now, the one he went out with on Saturday was a real cracker, he said.
Well, he didn't wear Kent and meet him all.
He's got quite a following amongst the customers at Jack's, hasn't he?
So what's he complaining about?
Oh, no. Claims that he doesn't enjoy dating for its own sake anymore.
Is that straight enough?
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh, I suppose even Kenton's getting a little old for that sort of carry-on.
That's it. Right, on to the next.
Ooh, is it all mothering pens this side?
Yeah, except the corner. I want double bales in there to keep the draft out.
Right, up, or we'll get another hurdle.
Bert?
Ah?
On your belt, is that a mobile?
No.
What did you buy it for? You know we'd have got you one.
Ah, no, I didn't buy it. It's Sam's old one. He's getting a new one, so he's given me this. And he's put a new pay-as-you-go SIM card in as well.
SIM card?
You can't afford to be without one on a farm these days.
But...
It's only common sense. You don't want to be chasing round after folk all the time.
Ruth and I have been saying that for ages.
It's just anti-efficient. No, this is the way forward.
That is wonderful, isn't it? You don't take any notice when we say it, but as soon as Sam opens his...
Well, me and Sam likes to stay on top of new developments. You get left behind if you don't.
Well, I have to say, I'm very impressed. So, when are you going to start using it?
Well, truth is, Sam very kindly showed me how to work it, but...
You've forgotten.
Well, it was a lot to take in. He had to be quick because he was airing off to his football practice.
Do you want a quick run through?
Oh, go on then.
Right. Well, it helps if you switch it on.
He says some folk are taking the semi-finals on Wednesday much too seriously.
Okay, let's imagine that you want to phone the house.
He means the Grundy lads.
Oi, are you watching?
Oh, yes.
Right. Tap in the number, like any ordinary phone. It comes up on the screen.
Oh, I see.
Are we still all right? right for Friday?
Oh, hi, Sheila. Then, to make a call, press the little green button.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Ah, now that's where I've been going wrong.
Well, I won't actually do it now, because Ruth's busy, but that's the idea.
I've been pressing that one there, see?
Oh. Well, I'll explain about that one later when you're navigating round the menu.
Oh, right.
And that's all there is to making a call. Mobiles are easy, aren't they, Sheila?
Yeah, once you get the hang of them.
There you go.
Thanks. Well, I'd let you have my number, Sheila.
Oh, please.
It'd be very handy for starting out church warden business.
Ideal, Bert.
Oh, as soon as I can remember where I've written it down.
Any time. Now, about Friday.
Well, I'd best get on with the pens.
Yeah, Ruth and I were thinking it's probably easiest if Daniel comes straight here from school.
Now, is it?
Is that all right?
Yes, fine. He can have tea with us, and then you and Alice will be in good time for the hunt meeting.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
There it is.
And if Daniel sleeps over, we'll bring him back on Saturday morning.
Great.
No.
Right, I'll hold the top, Bert.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, David, while I'm here...
Yep?
Caspian Prince, are you going to be training him later?
In the next couple of minutes. Why, do you fancy seeing him in action?
Who is it? Me? It's Kenton. Hiya.
Hello.
Happy birthday. Belatedly. I came round a couple of times yesterday, but you were out.
Yeah.
And most of the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, there's a little something for you.
Oh.
Yeah, go on.
Thanks.
It's a small gift from one friend to another, that's all.
Well, thanks. It was nice of you.
There's a bottle of something sparkling in there as well. I don't know if you fancy opening it.
Yeah, I'm a bit busy, Kenton. Jamie will be back soon.
Oh, of course, yeah. How is he?
It's okay.
Oh, good. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Now, if you don't mind.
No, no. Oh, sure.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
So do you train him every night before it gets too dark?
Most nights.
Steady, Prince.
Oh, I love the contrast on Hereford's. Those white faces and red bodies.
Hold still. Yeah. What do you think?
Very impressive. Real champion in the making.
Yeah, Ruth thinks he's got magnificent hindquarters.
And she's no mean judge.
Can I hold the leading rope as well, Dad?
Yeah, go on, take the bottom end.
Oh, he seems comfortable with the halter.
Yeah, it's taken a couple of days, but we're getting there. Now we're working on leading him round the yard.
He jumps around sometimes.
Yeah, not so much now.
Oh, he's magnificent. Oh, I wish I could stay a bit longer.
Well, you're very welcome to.
No, Alistair will be back with Daniel soon. It's my turn to make tea.
Ah, OK.
But I'm glad I've seen him in action. Oh, and thanks again for Friday, David.
Not a problem.
Bye, Auntie Sheila.
Bye, Pip.
Right, Prince.
Can I lead him, Dad?
Oh, maybe later, Pipsqueak.
But he's so quiet.
Well...
Go on.
All right. Hold the rope tightly, though. Show him who's boss.
I will.
I'm right next to you, and we're only going as far as the drain.
Okay.
You got a good hold?
Yeah.
Right, just a little tug forward. Come on, Prince. Come on, walk on. Oh, Pip! Hey, whoa, Prince, whoa. Steady.
Stand your mobile!
You're all right. I'm trying to. There's a minute. You should have let go.
It's all right. I'm not hurt.
Oh, it's quite a tumble.
I didn't want him to run away.
It's all right, Prince. Yeah, all the same, Pip. If it happens another time, just let go of the rope, all right?
Okay.
Oh, steady. You haven't cut yourself.
No, there's some mud on my trousers, that's all.
David!
That's better, Prince. Settle down.
That didn't work very well.
Let's tie you up here for a minute.
I'm sure I done it right.
Hey, what?
I've just tried calling you.
What, that was you?
Yeah, it started all right. I heard it ringing, then all of a sudden it stopped.
Well, what on earth were you calling for?
Well, I need some more twine when you come back to the lambing shed.
Why didn't you just shout across the yard?
Ooh, that's not very efficient, is it? Not when you've got a mobile.
Oh. I don't actually know what's on at the multiplex, but yeah, there's bound to be at least one family film.
Kenton, it's a school night.
Well, it'll be a treat for all of us.
I don't think so.
I'll pay.
Look, Daniel's got homework, and Alistair's in the middle of updating client records.
All right. How about meeting up for a quick drink instead, then?
Oh, it's nice of you to ask, but it's just not the right night.
Well, not even for half an hour?
Sorry.
Fine.
Oh, I know it can't be easy. You've got so used to having Meriel around.
Oh, It's not just that.
You must really miss her. I'd be at a loose end in your situation.
I've got plenty of things to do, Shula.
Maybe we can arrange something at the weekend.
No, it's all right.
Well, you can eat with us now if you like.
No, thanks. I've got other plans for this evening.
It's no trouble.
No, it's okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, try giving us a ring on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, I don't want to hold up the chef.
I didn't mean to chase you out.
No. You haven't seen anything of Kathy lately, have you?
Not really, no. Why?
Well, oh, it doesn't matter.
Kenton?
Well, it's just that, you know, even though we're not going out anymore, I'd still like us to be friends.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but for some reason, it doesn't seem to be happening.
Before you disappear, Pip...
What, Mum?
Can you make a start loading the dishwasher?
All right.
I'll give you a hand in a minute.
Yeah, so making calls, he's got that now.
Look out, anyone standing near Caspian Prince.
Yeah, but storing names and numbers? Oh, no, that was rather too technical.
You were pushing your luck there.
By the time I finished explaining for the fifth time, I was in a bigger muddle than Bert was.
Everyone's the same when they start.
He says he's determined to crack it, though.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah, and I had one sensible call this afternoon as well.
Who from?
Neil. Parish Council EGM is on Wednesday evening.
To choose an acting chair?
Yeah. Won't seem the same without George there.
Have you finished with the mugs?
Yeah. Did you see the board outside Chris and George's bungalow?
Yeah, Rodways don't hang about, do they?
Sam was interested when he heard it's up for sale.
He's not looking to buy somewhere, is he?
He's always saying he could do with more space than at Rickyard.
Well, the same, the bungalow.
Well, when he realised what Chris is asking for it...
How much?
280,000.
Well, that's fair enough for a bungalow around here.
Oh, I know. But completely out of his league.
Dad?
What's up, Pipsqueak?
Have you remembered tomorrow I can't train Prince?
Yeah. You told me it's drama club after school.
Your dad'll just have to hang on to Prince by himself.
Pip was great, weren't you? Eh? You wouldn't let go for love or money.
You could have been really nasty.
That's all right. I was with her the whole time.
I was fine.
I reckon she's got her mother's genes for handling livestock.
Have you thought any more about your birthday, Pip? Anything in particular you want to do?
No.
No one from school you want to invite to your birthday tea?
I can't think of anyone.
Hey, Heather's spending half term with us, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll have a really nice family celebration.
It's all very well Joe Grundy making smart remarks. He's not clever enough to see the point of my boils.
Yeah.
Says they freeze your brains, as if he knows anything about it.
Jolene...
What he doesn't appreciate is that this is the age of instant communication.
What?
That's how Sam put it. It don't matter where you are, you're always in touch with a mobile.
Oh, right. Got a pint?
It's like them science fiction programmes where they flips open their communicators and talks to each other from different planets.
I know the feeling. Hello?
See, Kenton, if I suddenly remembered I'd left the bathwater running at home, not that I have mine.
You know, I understand, Bert. It's purely hypothetical.
Yeah, I could go straight out, ring Frieda in the kitchen on my way home and let her know what I'm doing.
What's the point of that?
Well, it'd save me walking down to the end of the bar and shouting through to her. I'd be saving precious seconds, and that could be vital with running taps.
So Alexander Graham Bell didn't live in vain.
Absolutely invaluable these little things are. Do you want my number?
I'll probably manage without, but...
No, I'll jot it down just in case. Oh, here, a beer map will do.
Hey, Jolene! For the luck! It's never normally this busy on a Monday.
It's because Fallon's having to stay through in the Plumans.
Where's Sid got to?
Frieda says he's been missing quite a few hours lately. There you are.
Oh, cheers.
Any time you needs to ring, you go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do. Oh, come on, Jolene, I've got a beard here.
It's because he's rendered Cathy's all the time.
What? Sid?
Yeah. Pretty much every day, according to Frieda.
Well, he keeps going round to Cathy's?
Yeah. Disappears for hours at a time.
Oh, does he now?
Do you wonder Jolene don't make more fuss a bit?
Oh, God, I hadn't realised. I'd no idea at all.
It's the last straw for Jazza.
Go on. The straw doesn't look that mucky in you.
Go on, while they're feeding.
We'll do another day.
Jazzer!
All right, don't rattle your ribs.
I spend a lot of time in the arcs this weather.
More sense than us then, hanging and freezing.
It's February, what do you expect?
My fingers and several other parts to drop off if we stay out much longer.
Look, you knew what the job was when you took it on.
It's not so bad when it's mild. Fresh air, wee bit of exercise, but no.
Work harder and you'll soon get a sweat on.
I don't see you straining yourself.
Oh, don't worry, I'll put the mucky stuff on the trailer when you've got it out.
This isn't how John Hartson gets match fit.
And I don't see what's so dreadful about a little hard graft.
You won't know till you try.
My tucker's just the same, works on the house doing a great time, but not a minute longer.
No wonder, he's got the milk round as well.
And Dean's no better.
Who?
Dean Chambers, the lad doing our wiring.
Oh, the ginger-haired guy.
Yeah, he's a decent electrician, but he's always got his eye on the clock. I'm left working on my own most evenings.
Shame.
Susan sees so little of me, she's spending a couple of nights at Emma's this week just to have company.
I bet she's missing the sparkling conversation. Over to you.
Oh, damn! The shower.
Huh?
Dean's chasing cable into the bathroom this afternoon, but he doesn't know where everything's going. I'd better get over there.
To the house?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, otherwise he'll be standing round twiddling his thumbs and charging me for it.
I'll be throwing the arcs.
Well, there's only a couple left. You'll manage.
Oh, cheers.
It won't take long. And then go round all the drinkers with the water bowser.
Hey, you can't keep doing this.
I should have been there a quarter of an hour ago.
Ew. Oh, fantastic. Don't you start.
You must be absolutely starving.
Oh, a sandwich will do just fine.
Well, why not stop and eat it now, Adam?
Well, I've got to get this lot out of the creek feeders. Can't have lambs going hungry.
Oh, where shall I...
Oh, anywhere, Mum.
Well, it's been rather dusty.
Put it on top of the folder.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
Oh, I had to have lunch on my own in the end.
What, Debbie said at Farm Supplies?
Well, she's just back now. I couldn't drag Brian out of the office.
We're still checking wheat prices.
He was looking at a photo of Rory when I took him a sandwich.
Oh.
He said it had just come. Siobhan seems to be sending emails a little more regularly than she used to.
Oh, come on, Mum. You know Brian would never...
It's all right, it's all right. I know he's only interested in Rory.
I'm sure he is.
All the same.
Yeah.
It was taken at a party and Rory was dressed up as a spaceman. I tried to be interested, but...
Sure.
I can't seem to do it, Adam.
Any use for another pair of hands?
Not sincerely.
I thought you wanted to do some top dressing this afternoon.
Oh, the ground's still rock hard.
Even with the sun out?
Yep. There's no real warmth in it.
Well, you can go through the group pens if you like, Debs. Check on the docking rings.
Fine.
Oh, I meant to say, Debbie, Benton rang the house for you earlier.
Yeah, I know. He left a message on my mobile as well. I've just rung him back.
Mind out, Mum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've arranged a quick drink later in the week. He sounded quite upset about something.
She's in Edinburgh, then?
Yeah, having a great time, she said.
You want to look out, Ed?
What?
Once Betsy's what real men are like. Scotch men.
Well, she found you pretty resistible.
Trouble is, you don't know how to keep a woman.
Oh, shut up.
European Cup final. Last free kick.
You're right.
Which way is Hartson gonna blast it?
Got some time before the light goes, Jazz.
What are you moaning for? There's plenty of street light on the green. Ref's whistle. And...
Rubbish! Oh,
you were lucky to save it.
Here, on your head.
Oh, yeah, quality ball.
Don't let it go in the duck pond.
We're going to be slaughtered tomorrow with that kind of control.
No way, we'll murder Radio Borsage,
yeah? Yeah, of course we will.
It's Will who's going to be humiliated.
I bet the Leisure Centre hammer Ambridge United.
Especially now Will's got a total waster like Bruno in his team.
Yeah, that's using a boy to do a man's job. Straight passing. You need to practice. Oh, trap it properly.
I did.
Hey, passing practice, Ed. No keep you up, eh?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm no impressed.
Hiya.
Oh, hiya, Em. I didn't see you there.
Oh, getting ready for the semis.
I meant to be having a serious session if Stu and Ash ever get here.
So, how's things?
Oh, good. Yeah. We've got our first antenatal class tonight.
Oh, right.
Sprogging practice. No, thanks. I'd rather stick with Ed.
Are you doing much till then?
Oh, a bit of shopping and that's it.
What time's your class?
Can I have the ball, Ed?
Meeting Will at the hospital about 7.
Well, if you do nothing else before that, me and Jazz are going to be in the bull after our practice.
Hella's back at Bridge Farm now.
Mmm.
Tony picked her up earlier. She's thrilled to be
home. So it's going to be a big meeting.
I hope things work out for her.
Well, there's an awful lot to sort out.
Not everyone does.
Is this the Hunt meeting on Friday? Lillian says she'll be there.
Oh, then Matt's bound to turn up as well.
Probably. Any more tut-tutter, Adam?
Oh, no, it was lovely, Mum, but I need to shoot off in a minute.
Alice will be annoyed she's missed out. It's one of her favourites.
Well, I'll save her some.
Where did you say she got to this evening?
Oh, she's at Cressida's, doing her homework.
Discussing Johnny Depp and Snow Patrol, more likely.
Alice has been working very hard. She did so well in her mocks.
If there is any more apple pie, darling.
Don't hog it all.
I won't.
She was talking to me about her GCSEs earlier.
She'll sail through.
And her plans for sixth form. You know she's not going to take economics.
Isn't she?
Oh, Brian, she's had cold feet about it for ages.
So how's she going to become the next Anita Roddick?
Oh, I think she's given up her plans to be a businesswoman.
Oh, well, I mean, she never tells me anything.
She's decided to do psychology A-level instead.
Oh, psychology.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, she's still doing the other three. Oh, what are they?
Design tech, maths and physics, last I heard.
No, that's it.
Well, I didn't know St. Margaret's did psychology.
They don't. Alice wants to do it at the college.
Borchester College? Well, will she have to go there one day a week or something?
No. I think the idea is to do all her A-levels at the college.
What?
Well, that can't be right, Debbie. She just said.
Well, she has, sort of. To me.
Borchester College?
When did she come up with this?
She told me when we were grooming Tolly this morning.
Has she been at the horse pills?
No.
She must have been in sheer madness.
She can't leave St. Margaret's. It's got such a good sixth form.
Yeah, but it doesn't do the range of subjects the college does.
It doesn't do boys, more likely.
No, it's not that. Alice says the sixth form at St. Mag's is really geeky.
Rubbish. They have an excellent academic record.
What? I don't think the college does badly. Isn't that right, Adam?
Sorry, Debs. Time I was off.
Oh, thanks.
But for what it's worth, she probably would do better academically sticking at St. Mag's.
Of course she would.
See you later.
Oh, bye.
College is full of Neanderthals.
I know some very nice people who've been there.
Really? Have you driven past it lately?
I wonder what's put this in her head.
Half the students don't appear to have opposable thumbs.
It's got excellent facilities, Dad.
Well, for advanced hairstyling and media studies, maybe.
Why didn't she tell us herself?
She's put you up to this, hasn't she, Debbie?
No.
That's why she's round at Cressida's.
Yes, look, I simply said if the subject happened to come up at supper, I might test the water for her.
Who's throwing beer mat? That's pathetic, Jazz. Come on, who's throwing them?
You're mad, you know that.
He does it all the time now. You wouldn't catch me sticking a soggy beer mat on the end of my nose. There's a class trick. I'm even better flipping pails of them over.
Oh, I can flip beer mats.
Yeah, Beth can do six.
Six? That's rubbish. Jazz, get some off the next table.
Ah, so you're an expert. There you go. There's four to start with.
Too easy.
Prove it. Flip them and catch.
Right. See? Simple.
Very slick. Try two more.
No, I want four more. Sixth, it ain't even a challenge.
Oh, listen to her. That'd be the Olympic Committee, wouldn't you, on the team?
Hand
of
the lager, please.
No, it's a text from Will. Oh, he's at the hospital already. Oh, it's never that late, is it?
Well, you don't have to go, do you?
Well, yeah.
Well, just getting warmed up.
Oh, I can't stay. But thanks for the drink. And, enjoy the rest of your evening, lads.
It's going to be a lot better than yours.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, she's gone out of Plowman's. I guess because her dad's just come in the other way and she doesn't even want to moan in it.
Jazzer.
I could deal with it myself.
I've been trying your mobile for the last 2 hours.
Oh, don't tell me it's switched off.
What happened to the drinkers?
Nothing. How did they touch them?
Evening, Neil. I know you haven't touched them. Tom Archer told me.
Oh, how does he know?
Because he came over this afternoon to talk about production targets, but there was no one with the peaks.
I stayed on quite a while after you
went. A while? You didn't see to the drinkers like I told you.
I thought the sun would defrost them.
You know how cold it was.
Aye, enough to make you clear off early.
Good point. Don't stick your nose in, Edward. Tom had to go round himself thawing and filling them before it got dark.
It wouldn't do him any harm trying some real work for a change.
That's not good enough, Jazzer. He was furious with me, accused me of neglecting the stock.
Well, if he's that fussed, tell him to come and shout at me.
Like he said, I'm your line manager, so I get it in the neck if you slip up.
Come on, Jazz, buy the man a pint of makeup. It's all fuss or nothing.
Not carrying out instructions isn't nothing. Now, why on earth did you just clear off?
Because I was cold. What mail do you need?
Oh. Did you have a nice evening, darling?
Oh, nothing spectacular. Bert Fry showing off his mobile to all and sundry was the highlight.
You should have stayed here.
Why? Has it been exciting?
Mm-hmm. Once Alice got back.
Oh. Have you and Brian been pointing out the error of her ways, Mum?
I didn't get much of a chance to say anything.
No, Dad was straight in with a heavy sarcasm.
Oh, no.
What's the point of 2 years in Toy Town Academy?
Well, that's not going to persuade her.
I tried to rein him back. When Alice said she'd no idea what she was going to do at university...
Yeah, beyond having a gap year first.
He offered to write her a reference for the Borchester Burger Bar now and save time.
Poor kid. Is she still awake? I'll look in.
No, I wouldn't, Adam. Not tonight.
No, she's in the middle of a Force 10 sulk. You know, where slates come off the roof.
She insisted we can't make her stay at St. Margaret's.
Well, she's got a point.
And I've never seen her dig her heels in so much. It was all rather disturbing.
She certainly reminded me of someone.
Me too. I'm really not sure I could cope with another Kate.
Jack's looking back.
No wonder the gatepost's out of true.
Well, the scrub bearing down, it wasn't doing much good.
Let's get the deadwood cleared.
Yeah, it's all right, Jack, I'll do it.
Why don't you go and sit in the car?
Oh, no, there won't be much longer. And we don't want you catching a chill.
But this is why I jumped at the chance to come out with you, Brian.
We never hear the last of it from Peggy.
I wanted to see the old Grey Gable shoot.
Well, I'll take you around the Spitfire after this.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Well, I imagine you'll be impressed. Will's done a very good job for a first year.
Oh, I'm sure. George planted the larch in the western hemlock in here, you know.
Did he?
Soon after he came. Of course, they're only little saplings then.
Oh. God, look at them now.
He said they make good roosting trees. The soft foliage.
Will tells me this patch is always rich in birds. It takes quite some work maintaining it.
Am I being a nuisance, Brian, stopping you from getting on?
No, not at all, no. I'm glad of the company.
You sure?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, left to myself, I'd only be getting steamed up about Alice.
Why's that?
She calmly announced yesterday she wants to do her A-levels at Borchester College.
Oh, isn't she happy at that nice school she's at?
Well, she's always got on very well at St. Margaret's.
St. Margaret's?
Now, all of a sudden... not good enough for her.
Oh, dear. I thought she was doing very well there.
Yeah, well, she is. She's predicted to get excellent GCSEs.
So, why does she want to change?
Oh, pure cussiveness and hormones, if you ask me. Nothing to do with good grades.
Is everything all right, Brian?
Yes.
Hello, Will.
Mr. Woolley, I knew about the post.
Well, it's going to need straightening and fixing properly.
Yeah, it's on my list for later this week.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I've only cleared round it for you.
In fact, I'm checking all the gates this side.
What? Look, no. I'm finding fault, Will. Everything's in pretty good shape up here. No, we were just saying how well you're doing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I dropped by last night to tell you I was going to help out today, but there was no one in.
No. Me and Em were in Borchester all evening.
Oh, the football?
No, that's tonight.
Now, William, you're the expert. Has Brian done a good job here?
Yeah. Pretty good.
I know it's not much, but sadly, you haven't got George to call on anymore.
No.
And I know you've got an awful lot of ground to cover on your own.
It can be a bit of a stretch.
Well, whenever you need a hand, remember, I'm only a phone call away.
Hey, that's my locker.
Okay. What are you doing?
I was looking for an empty one. You're not the only one playing football tonight, Bruno.
Are you sure he's not with the netball team?
This locker's mine, all right.
Keep it. I don't push in where I'm not wanted.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Ed, there's men out here.
I'm not pushing in. I got here first.
Well, that makes a change then, doesn't it?
Shift up, Jazz.
Relax, we're not late.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Bruno, we are in the second semi-final, aren't we?
Yeah, it's Aston Celtic against Reading Borsetshire first.
Ah, good. See?
Oh, I've been so busy at work, I lost track.
Jazza?
What?
Did you do a full day today?
Of course I did.
You'll lose pay if you skived off again.
Oh, great. Let's have a business meeting instead of playing footy.
Where's Sam and Roy?
Already changed. They're doing some stretches in the gym.
You guys coming out to watch our game?
Oh, maybe. Just for a laugh.
What you should do, Tom. The rest of your team might learn something about playing good football.
Oh, give it a rest, Ed.
Yeah, you ready, Jazz? There you go. Right, let's get out there.
Thanks for dropping me home, Brian.
Ah, not at all.
Oh, and do thank Jennifer again.
Yeah, will do.
It was a lovely meal.
Well, I'm sorry Alice was in such a mood.
Oh, I didn't notice. No, it was all very nice.
Well, we couldn't have Peggy gallivanting around and you stuck eating on your own.
Oh, of course. That's why there's no lights on. She's out this evening, isn't she?
Yes, the parish council EGM. They're choosing a new chairman.
Ah, oh, it feels empty without her. Are you very busy now? Or have you got time to come in for a drink?
How can they be... They're unbelievably bad.
Oh, not again.
The radio Borsetshire ever played football before. Not with each other by the looks of things. They're like a bunch of total strangers.
Come on, you radio. Get stuck in... Oh, useless.
That's the third time they've brought Ash down when he's going nowhere.
Oh, they might as well give Aston Celtic a walkover.
What bugs me is they're not even having to play properly.
Oh, look out, this free kick's right in Stu's range.
Where do they get their goalie from?
The pie factory.
Oh, be fair, it was a great shot.
That was lucky.
Are you watching Ambridge United?
Oh, get back on, Ed.
Count to 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dad, come back before the ref gets knocky.
4-0. And I bet they score more.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to do even better, won't we?
George certainly worked a long time for you.
I wasn't sure what to make of him at first. Very much kept himself to himself.
But he was never keen on other people knowing his business.
Oh, no. We could talk about the shoot and the birds, but that was it. If I ever asked about his time before he came to Ambridge...
What, when he worked on the Netherbourne estate?
That's right. Or even before that. His time as a policeman. He'd look away, make some excuse about seeing to the Larson traps or something, and off he'd go.
Yet you persevered with him?
He was a very fine keeper. And a decent sort as well. I could see that. But it took Nora to coax him out of his shell.
Nora McCauley?
Oh, that's right. Do you remember her?
Oh, could I forget? She was quite a live wife.
Oh, she was so good for George. Especially after that awful business when he tried to take his own life. She helped him turn a corner.
Well, I often wish Greg had been given a second chance.
Nora was terrific. Moved straight in with him, and never mind all the tongues wagging. Taking care of the man she loved was more important to her than silly gossip.
Well, that was a bit before my time, but Jenny's told me about the fuss.
Oh, Nora didn't mind. She just got on with it, making sure George stayed on the wagon. He said to himself he couldn't have done it without her.
Still, perhaps it's as well they didn't stay together too long.
Oh, no. They were chalk and cheese, really. Christine made George a much better wife. But he was always grateful for what Nora had done.
But he certainly became easier to talk to over the years.
He didn't know when to stop sometimes. Not when he didn't agree with my decisions.
Oh, you had the odd set too, did you?
I'll say. Oh, the arguments we had on shooting days. He was always the boss then.
Ah, he knew what he was doing.
Oh, yes. But the worst rows were always over Captain. Do you remember Captain?
Of course I do, Jack. I've never known a Staffordshire Bull Terrier to match him.
George always had to have his little digs. I was too soft. I was spoiling the dog.
Why, you were besotted with him.
It was quite a shock for Captain when I had my pacemaker fitted. George looked after him while I was in hospital, you know.
Yes, I know.
He was a different dog when I came out. He'd lost pounds. You see, George didn't believe in chocolate drops.
No.
Captain didn't seem to mind, though. In fact, not long after I came out of hospital, it was still spring, a bright, clear day. I was walking him in the country park when he saw George cutting back some rhododendrons. He raced straight off. I can see it so clearly. By the time I reached the pair of them, Captain was sitting obediently by the clippings, looking straight up at George for a word, like he was the real master. And I said, hello, and made a remark about the weather. But I felt jealous. Wasn't that silly of me, Brian?
Well, we all get those feelings sometimes.
As if it mattered a jot. Now, when I look back, all I see are two very dear friends who I've lost. I had some photos out earlier. George receiving his long service medal at the game fair. Would you like to see them?
Yes, very much, sir.
I'm not keeping you.
No, not at all. No. But perhaps we should freshen our drinks first.
Oh, just a small top-up for me.
Ah, this should keep the cold out. Is there any more dry ginger?
Oh, yes. It's, we keep it, usually... Peggy puts it in...
No, it doesn't matter, Jack, no, it doesn't matter. Oh. The stuff's good enough on its own.
I can go and look.
No, it's all right. No. Let's see these photos.
He was such a good man.
Yes, he certainly was.
Oh, come on, Bruno. Focus. I can't get my hand out of the way. There's only a minute left. If we make a mistake now, we're out. Will, pick it up. Get stuck in.
Referee?
That was outrageous. Will, Paul Axton.
Oh, the ref's got to do him for that.
Yes, he's gone for a card.
Yes, Fred! You're useless, Will.
Well, there's your centre. Of course, he's gone now. They're a man up.
Well, even if it stays nil-nil, they're bound to win on penalties with Will sent off. One thing Will can do is take spot kicks.
There's only 30 seconds left anyway.
We win by six, and they can't even get a goal.
And your brother sent off for dirty playing.
Fantastic.
Hey, look at Tom running like a weapon.
Ah, we'll never get to the ball first.
Oh, wouldn't he be so sure, Ed?
Tom, give and go! Go!
Fantastic pass, mate.
What a shot.
Great, wasn't it? Squeezed it right in the corner.
Yes!
Nice one!
We're in the final!
No!
Oh, well, at least we know who we're up against.
They don't deserve it! You know you played rubbish, don't you, Will?
Forget it, Ed. I'm getting a shower and going home.
That's only your dirty play got you through.
It was a late tackle, asshole.
You chopped it!
Why don't you just give up?
We'll do it with Tottenham on the pitch next week, will you?
In fact, your whole team's a waste of space.
Oi! Give it a rest, Ed, will you?
What's he so worked up for? Oh, that's just Ed and Will Grundy for you. Always at each other's throats.
We'll thrash you in the final.
Yeah, whatever.
Will Grundy? He's Ed's brother?
Yeah, didn't you know?
No. I didn't realise I'd been playing with a Grundy.
Does it matter?
It would be my first choice.
Ah, Will's a good bloke.
Well, I suppose if he hates Ed that much, he can't be all bad.
Now, life's not looking rosy for Julia in The Archers.
Douglas.
Oh, yes, I see.
A dozen red roses might have been acceptable, but this is... It's simply... oppressive.
Shall I take them?
Oh, thank you, Lewis.
Do you want Mrs. Pugsley to find vases?
No. I want them thrown out.
Oh, admittedly, they're a little ostentatious, Julia.
It's the reason it gives for sending them.
What does the letter say?
Oh, he claims they're an anniversary gift.
Anniversary?
Yeah, at the first time he saw me on stage at the Adelphi, some... a very long time ago, but...
Oh, that is rather an unusual thing to commemorate.
But how does he put it? Well, now, your vivacity and sparkling smile instantly marked you up to the competent but uninspired residue of the chorus line. How clear to me at that moment that you were someone I should always cherish.
Perhaps that is a little personal.
And then he has the gall to suggest we meet up.
Ah.
Entirely at your discretion, dear lady. I would be happy to join you anywhere at any time.
That is over-familiar,
but
I agree.
Over-familiar? anywhere, anytime.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't mean anything.
Oh, first all those letters and now roses and a meeting.
He's probably perfectly harmless.
Oh, you read about his type all the time in the papers. Obsessives with nothing better to do than latch onto those more gifted than themselves.
All the same, I don't think...
You know, following them, spying on them, and oh, goodness knows what else. I mean, what if he has violent tendencies?
There's no need to agitate yourself, Julia.
Have either of you seen... Oh, what lovely roses.
Ha! We're dealing with them now, Elizabeth. They're not for the house.
Definitely not.
Oh. You haven't seen Nigel anywhere?
Sorry, no.
Oh. He's supposed to have contacted a bulb company this morning, but they haven't heard from him.
I believe he was waiting for your father to arrive earlier.
Dad, I didn't know he was coming over.
Yes, to continue working on the hedge, Nigel said.
They're doing that this morning? Oh, honestly.
I'll run you up there if you want.
No, thank you, Lewis, but it doesn't matter. I'll see you to the bulb people myself.
Oh, dear. She flusters so easily, that girl. Now... What am I going to do about Douglas?
Forget about him,
but
Julia.
I can't.
You can completely.
The man is obviously.
You've
quite...
nothing to worry about.
Oh, but Louis,
I promise. Now, would you mind very much if I took the letter?
Oh. Well, no.
I'll see if I can think of some way to resolve this little difficulty.
I've noticed it was getting mucky in there.
You can never get in here with a yard scraper.
I just came to warn you before I go out. We've got company for tea.
Oh, yeah?
Kenton's joining us.
Oh, marvellous. Whose idea was that?
His. Your Uncle Jack's. He's having a bad morning. The grinder's playing up.
Oh, dear.
Frank's irritable and three kids ran out without paying. So he wants sympathy and food this evening.
Oh. Well, as long as he doesn't try hanging around after he's eaten.
I made it clear we're delivering some of the Hereford orders later.
Good. It's a shame his thing with Cathy's over.
Yeah.
Made life a lot easier for the rest of us when he was at April Cottage all the time.
The kids will enjoy having him over.
That's better.
Here, I'll brush you shovel.
Well, if you got time.
Just about. He seems... pretty down since he got back from New Zealand.
Yeah, I was saying that to Bert the other day.
He could really do with something to occupy his free time.
Such as?
Why not co-opt him onto the parish council?
Hardly. Even if Kenton lived in Ambridge, he's not really council material.
Well, you're going to need allies now, though.
Yeah, too right.
What were you all thinking of last night?
My idea.
Letting Derek Fletcher become acting chair.
Well, he was the only person who volunteered.
Surely someone could have opposed him.
No one else has got the time, that's the trouble.
So we're stuck with him for the time being?
Yep, pray so.
How long before his edicts start appearing?
What?
Placards on lampposts, rules for how often we've got to mow the lawns and wash our cars.
Yeah, spot fines for incorrect display of garden ornaments.
You think I'm joking?
Yeah, well, fortunately, the chair of a parish council doesn't have that much authority.
But has anyone tried telling Derek?
Not yet, no.
Cowards. No, I'd better get moving.
Oh, you can't spare 5 minutes for Bert first, can you?
What for?
Well, he came up to me this morning with a face as long as red rum. Says he's broken his mobile.
Oh, he hasn't?
Of course he hasn't. He's used it so much he's run it down, that's all.
Already?
Yeah, he's had it glued to his ear all week. And, of course, the little bars, complete mystery to him.
So he doesn't know about recharging?
Nah. No, I tried explaining earlier, but it didn't go in. And now I need to get some silage out to Midsummer.
It can wait till I get back, can't it?
Yeah, I should think so. He's managed long enough without a mobile up till now. Oh, here we are. Here comes Ambridge's answer to Roy Keane.
Are you expecting Will?
Yeah, he wants to borrow the post driver.
Hiya.
Morning.
Morning.
Is this a bad time?
No. As long as you can wait a few minutes and don't mind a detour to Midsummer Meadow.
Yeah, fine.
I was over there fencing yesterday. I left it there.
Are you sure we can spare it?
Yeah, no problem. Job's done.
Thanks.
How did your class go on Tuesday?
Oh, the antenatal thing.
Susan was talking about it in the shop.
It was pretty good, actually.
And she said you enjoyed it.
I was expecting it to be like school, but it was really relaxed.
Yeah, they're probably saving all the Technicolor bits till next week.
David.
And all the other couples were pretty friendly. Mind you, Em was sort of iffy about it.
Why is that?
Well, it doesn't bother me, but everyone else there was quite a lot older. 30s, mostly.
Oh, don't worry. All ages are equal in the panic of childbirth.
I think she was just unsettled because she got there late. Couldn't find her scooter key or something. Mm.
Well, I hope she enjoys the next one. Give her regards, will you?
Sure.
I'll see you later, love.
I shouldn't be long. Bye, Will.
See ya. I only need the post driver for a day. 2 days at most.
Yeah, yeah. However long you want it, Will, you've got it.
Hey?
Yeah, just don't get mad with me, all right?
What are you on about?
Sam told me about last night.
Oh.
Will bites your leg, Grundy, hacks down anyone who gets in his way.
It was a genuine tackle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that surface makes you slide in.
Actually, Sam said it was an accident.
Bad luck, asshole.
You reckon it was a pretty physical match, though?
Oh, yeah. But nothing to what the final will be.
And if you're sure that's not inconvenient, Sunday it is, then.
Lewis!
I look forward to it. Bye.
Lewis, have you seen what Nigel and Elizabeth have dreamed up?
What's that, Julia?
The Easter events.
Well, you always do something here for Easter.
Oh, well, yes, but I had no idea the publicity this year would be so crass.
Elizabeth's in the office, Ruth.
Thanks.
Well, I wanted to take my mind off other things, so I went into the office to help.
Oh, that was good of you.
And I found we've had a thousand of these appalling leaflets printed.
What's wrong with them? May I...
I'm not unrealistic. I appreciate in this day and age we cannot hand-pick our visitors.
The Lower Loxley Easter Extravaganza.
But this time we have set our sights too low.
Explorers wanted for our treasure hunt. Express yourself in our face-painting competition. Cracking excitement guaranteed and not much to shell out.
Enough, Lewis.
Well, I take it it's
the... A man who could make so vile a pun would not scruple to pick a pocket.
You don't like the egg puns.
But they have no place outside an institute for the feeble-minded.
Now, Julia...
Or a gaudy seaside arcade. I mean, is that the market we're aiming for?
Well, I must say, I rather like them. Oh.
They're contrived and predictable and all too commonplace.
Utterly excruciating, in fact. Oh, well, I really am sorry, Julia, but some things simply aren't meant to be resisted.
Do you want me to grab the fax?
Oh, please. I don't leave the photocopier. Every time I turn my back this morning, it jams. Is it from anyone important?
Where are we? Hazardous chemicals. Suggested seating plans for a conference.
Nigel was supposed to have organised that days ago.
Maybe it's a slip-up at their end.
I very much doubt it. Can you pop it in his tray, Ruth?
Right.
He's getting behind with everything, and I'm tired of covering for him.
Is this because of the hedgeling bug you mentioned?
Well, when it's not that, it's seeing how the crap barn's holding up in winter, or doing some wood-turning... Drawing up more seeding plans for his meadow.
He's never at a loss for what to do.
Except for keeping this place running. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, you haven't come all this way to hear me grumbling.
You have my sympathies.
And I don't mean to sound mean. I mean, I really am pleased to see Nigel so fulfilled.
He does seem very cheerful at the moment.
Yes, he is. But he needs to decide, is he a businessman or a country gentleman?
And work out which one puts more food on the table.
Well, yes. Though, to be fair... With the hunt ban coming up, he has had other calls on his time.
I know Oliver and Caroline have been busy.
Oh, everyone has. Nigel was on the working party drawing up a new constitution.
All the hunts have done that, haven't they?
Yeah, had to. And even if we're hopeful about the legal challenge...
He's still got to be ready for the new law.
I'm afraid so.
So, is it very different, this new constitution?
Well, not as much as you'd think. And we're still in the business of controlling foxes. Only the crucial power now says, as may be permitted by law.
Right.
And there's another clause that says we're going to campaign to get hunting with hounds brought back again.
And what about things like the point-to-point?
Well, that's going ahead.
Good.
Yeah. As far as all the social events, it's definitely business as usual. Now, you want me to look in my diary.
It's Thursday the 17th.
I know when Pip's birthday is, Ruth.
We want to make it a really special family tea, so if you could all come over.
Well, of course we will.
That's great. I don't want a birthday falling flat.
And there's no reason it should. I'll put it in now. And we'll all have a marvellous time.
I hope so. My mum will be down that week as well.
Oh, it'll be nice seeing Heather again.
I just wish Pip had some friends to invite.
Oh, is there still no progress?
Not really.
And what about the drama club?
She stayed behind for it yesterday.
And?
Oh, I'm not sure.
She seemed to have enjoyed it again.
Well, that's good.
But she hasn't talked about any of the other children there.
Oh, that'll come in time.
That's what David keeps saying. But I had hoped she'd have piled up with someone by now.
Sorry it's taken so long.
No problem. We couldn't have left the ewe there.
Well, it was a lot easier having two of us to untangle her from the fence.
Glad to help.
So, what do you want to do? Are you borrowing the tractor as well?
Well, is that all right?
Well, it's probably simpler since the post driver's already hitched up. Well,
I could have it back probably by lunchtime tomorrow.
Well, there's no rush. You've chosen a good week.
I just want to get a couple of gates sorted. Brian's been very good helping out, but I don't want him to think I can't cope.
He knows you can, well.
Well, somehow I'm managing. But what with antenatal classes and football practices...
Surely you can skip some of those.
Oh, I don't want to. I want us to win next week.
Well, even if you lose, it's not the end of the world. Five-a-side cup's only a bit of fun.
That's what Em keeps telling me. It's only a game.
Well, she's right.
If we were playing anyone except Aston Celtic, maybe. But if we lose to them...
Yeah, I guess Ed wouldn't be the most gracious of winners.
Oh, he'd be unbearable. So there's no way I can let him win.
Debbie's hunting for publicity.
Kenton's not screwing the ploughman's, is he?
No, only Mr. Pullen and Mr. Booth playing cribbage.
Oh, he knows I can't stay long.
Can I get you anything while you're waiting, Debbie?
Yeah, still mineral water, thanks.
Right, ice and lemon.
Yeah, please. Oh, and can you pin up a couple of flyers?
Oh, I should think so. What for?
Quiz night and a whist drive.
Is this at the village hall?
No, Lower Pendant and Haybury. Fundraising for the hunt.
Oh.
We won't get many people going from Ambridge, but every extra pound helps.
It's not protesty sort of stuff, is it?
No.
Only we don't want to offend anyone. Both sides of the argument drink here.
Oh, no, these are purely social. But if it's a problem...
No, it probably won't be. But I'd best let Sid have a look and all.
Fair enough. Is he around now?
Not in the moment. He's busy.
Oh, that's a pity.
She only phoned a couple of minutes ago.
And it's a leak in one of the bedrooms?
No, the ballroom or something. And she's got to get hold of an engineer before she comes home.
Oh, I only came over early to catch up with Caroline.
Do you want to give me your coat, Sheila?
Oh, thank you.
She thinks she'll be back for the start of the meeting. I don't know about Ollie, though.
Oliver? Isn't he here?
No, he was meant to be back from Farndale half an hour ago.
Oh, it's unlike him to be late.
I'll take that.
Thanks.
How about your bag?
I think I'll keep that with me.
And do you want a drink? We've got Beck's,
I'll
vodka...
I'll wait till everyone else gets here, thanks.
OK. Go on in the living room and make yourself at home. I'll hang your coat up.
Thanks very much.
Oh, Sheila?
Yes?
Kaz and Ollie are a bit funny about smoking in the house.
Kaz?
But you know, if you're dying for a fag, go up and smoke in my room.
How late am I?
Very.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dibs. It's a Friday night
was
commute.
Was that 2 or 3 points?
The ring road's nose to tail.
Yeah, whatever, Kenton. But I'm afraid I'm going...
You can't?
I've got to get to the hunt meeting.
5 minutes, Dibs, that's all.
Yeah, and I've been waiting 20, Kenton.
Oh, please. Something's really bugging me. You're the only person who'll listen.
Haven't a lot of people turned up?
Yeah, not bad for what would normally be a routine meeting.
If anyone else needs a drink...
It doesn't really matter if we start late.
No, the substitute host is doing a first-class job.
Isn't he absolutely charming?
Oh, it's a side of Bruno I've not seen before.
Well, he took my coat very nicely. Handed me this enormous glass of port, I think.
Yes, it is. Rather old and special.
Yeah, and then he started telling me all about the football on Wednesday.
Oh, yes, I heard that as well. Especially the friction between the Grundy boys.
Well, I'm afraid my interest in football is less than zero, so I told Bruno to save the details for Nigel.
Yeah, where is he?
He's calling in on Mike Tucker just for a few minutes. Something to do with those trees he's added to the hedge.
Oh, that's the sort of thing George would have been so good at.
I know. That might be him now.
That's all right. Don't reach for your Zimmers. I'll get it.
Cheeky monkey.
Caroline.
Caroline told me his social worker seemed quite pleased this week.
She thinks he's making progress.
Well, he's getting involved in the local community with his football, isn't he? I mean, that's promising.
And Caroline and Oliver have obviously worked out some sort of modus vivendi with him here. Mm.
I know he's had a visiting order come through.
A visiting order?
Oh, sorry, for the prison. He hasn't seen his dad for a while.
Snatch, who'd want to?
Well, deep down, Bruno does, apparently. So Oliver's arranged to go with him next week.
Yep, there's still room for a nice slim lady like you.
Thank you very much, Bruno.
I'll bring you a drink in a minute.
Come and sit here, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, you two. Hey, isn't it filling up nicely?
Yes, as long as Caroline and Oliver can get here.
Oh, they'll be here soon.
Look, if I squeeze out, Alice... Oh, Alice? Oh, where's she got to? She was right behind me.
I think she followed Bruno to help with the drinks.
Oh, did she?
And if I was her age, I'd probably have done the same.
It's not just, you know, having to leave Mary in New Zealand, is it?
No.
I mean, that's bound to have had an effect.
Yeah, no, of course it has. I miss her terribly, but this is different.
Well, it really is about Kathy.
Yes.
I mean, I know the pair of you seem to get on okay, but I mean, I hadn't realised.
Well, neither had I. I mean, you know, when she went cold on me, I thought, fine, you know, don't need you either.
But you do.
God, love's weird, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
Well, Kathy's not even my type. I went out with a girl last week, it was.
Yeah, anyone I know?
No, it was just someone I met in the caff. A bit younger than me, long blonde hair, great sense of fun, and oh, she had a figure to die for.
And?
And nothing. A couple of drinks, you know, chatted a bit. And things could have happened, I think she wanted them to, but I just couldn't get Kathy out of my head.
Right.
So it was a kiss on the cheek at the end of the night, and that was it. I won't see her again.
You have got it bad.
Oh, God, what's happening to me, Debs?
And Kathy doesn't want to know?
Well, she's blanking me completely. At first, I thought she was punishing me.
Oh, for disappearing at Christmas.
Where have you been?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, when I went to give her a birthday present on Monday, she wouldn't even look me in the eye.
Yeah, but it's always awkward when people split up.
Nah, it's more than that. I'm sure she's hiding something from me.
What?
I don't know. I think there might be someone else.
Kathy's seeing someone?
I'm pretty sure.
No. Who?
He's dead.
Oh, yes, Sid.
All right, then.
Hey, careful.
What?
I don't want your backside in my face.
I'm sorry, Kenton. Just leaning across. No offence intended.
Hey.
What?
That was a bit OTT, wasn't it?
What a great clumsy oaf.
No, he didn't mean anything. I thought you usually got on with Sid. Now, hold on. You're not saying him.
That's the word behind the bar.
Well, they're getting back together again.
I don't know what they're doing.
No way, Kenton.
Well, he's spending an awful lot of time at April Cottage, that's a fact.
Yeah, all the same.
No, he's there most days. Well, tell me, is that normal for a divorced couple?
Well, Jolene did seem edgy when he wasn't here earlier.
Yeah, that's because he'll have been round at Kathy's.
Yeah, but you can't be certain.
Makes sense of the way she's been treating me.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I just need to know for sure. I still love her.
Kenton, if you're right, walk away now.
What? No, I can't.
No, believe me, affairs are disaster areas.
Yeah, I know that,
and
but
if
I'm
Sid
not...
Sid and Kathy are having one. How badly do you want to be hurt?
The key thing is protecting the income stream so we can maintain the hounds.
Cutting costs, you mean?
I'm afraid we don't have any choice, however this turns out.
I can see that.
I was talking to Keith Speller about it. Apparently all the other hunts are the same. They're all looking for cuts.
Well, it's survival, I suppose.
Exactly.
Nigel said something about the dead stock scheme.
Well, obviously we're still going to run it.
Well, I hope so. It's important to farmers.
Maybe the hunt will have to keep the price of the hides, though, when we sell them on to the tanners.
Well, that was always one of the kennelman's perks.
I know, but if it's a way of making money...
Oh, good news! Caroline's on her way from Grey Gables at last. Oh,
thank heavens. If any more brandy and port gets passed round while we're waiting.
Yeah, I know. Bruno's making very free with the drinks cabinet.
And was Alice still with him when you went through to the kitchen?
Yeah, well, I think they were exchanging phone numbers while she metaphorically cried on his shoulder.
About what?
Oh, the dreadful parents she's been landed with.
What have you and Brian been up to this time?
Daring to suggest that she stays on at St. Margaret's for sixth form.
Why? What does she want to do?
take her A-levels at Borchester College.
Oh, good for her. She'll have much more fun there.
Hey, I'm not sure fun's the prime requisite in sixth form.
Well, you don't get much work done if you're bored, silly. I couldn't wait to leave Cherrington Manor.
Elizabeth.
Well, all right. They couldn't wait to get rid of me. But Borchester College, well, it was the tech then. That seemed much more appealing.
Well, I'd forgotten you went there. How did you find it?
Well, maybe I'm not the best example. But Alice will do well. She knows how to knuckle down.
Well, it's still an open question whether she's going there or not.
I've always thought very highly of St. Margaret's.
Well, Brian and I are going to look at the college with Alice next week.
Well, that's a good idea.
He took an awful lot of persuading. I think he sees it as only one step above a Salvation Army hostel.
There's the rest of your mates. You go in and I'll get you a drink.
Cheers. Oh, hello, darling.
Evening, Debbie.
Hello. Oh, Shula, Alistair's just pulled into the drive.
Good.
And Oliver.
Hooray.
I was expecting you earlier.
Yeah, I got held up. Oh, I thought Auntie Lillian would be here by now.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yes. She's up in Bruno's room.
There we are. Didn't take us long to get on top of things.
Well, it shouldn't have got so frantic in the first place.
No real harm done.
I said, I'm worn out.
Well, why don't you pop upstairs, Prof?
Because the pub's still busy.
Yeah, well, I'll manage.
Look, maybe when Kirsty comes. But there should have been two of us at opening time.
Yeah, that was a miscalculation.
Well, it ain't fair, Sid.
I said I'm sorry, Jolene. What more do you want?
You were meant to be cutting down on your visits.
Tried to. I didn't go round on a birthday, did I?
You were at Kathy's on Monday. And most of this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I had to finish off fitting the locks.
Oh, why can't Kenton do things like that for her now he's back?
Because she knows I'll do a proper job, that's why.
Oh. She shouldn't keep calling on you. She's got other friends.
And she sees them. She's been to birthday with Pat.
Yes, and all this afternoon with you.
I was there for a couple of hours.
You said you'd be back by 5 at the latest.
I meant to be.
So? What happened?
Jamie came in from school just as I was packing up. I couldn't go straight off then, could I?
He's with us all tomorrow.
You didn't see his face, Jolene. He was so pleased I was there.
Well, of course he was. But that don't mean you had to stay for ages.
Oh, you don't understand. He wasn't just pleased.
Well, what?
Me being there, it meant he could relax for a little while. He didn't have to feel responsible for Kathy.
I see.
It gave him a chance to sit and watch cartoons while I made tea.
You all had tea together?
Quick bite, that's all.
Kathy and all?
Yes. There's no sense in a nut eating with us.
Oh,
I wanted to make sure Jamie had a good meal.
But you said she's getting better at all that again, cooking and cleaning.
She is, but it's what Jamie needed tonight, Jolene, for us all to sit down and have a peaceful, civilised meal. To make things feel more normal for
him. Well, they aren't normal. If you're there all the time, that's where he lives with his mum, not with you as well.
Look, all I'm trying to do is help him. Kathy's still in quite a state. Hey, don't do Jamie.
I know you mean well.
I'm not happy about the effect it's having on me.
That is only natural to worry.
There's a nervous look in his eyes. He never used to be there.
But you're not really helping him, Sid.
Of course I am.
No, not if you're making him think there's a chance of well...
What?
Well, you and him and Kathy ever becoming a family again.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.